Lovely music there from Dr. John, and it is going to be such a night.
Such a night.
During the roast of Juno, Alicia...
Oh, that will be such a night
Hugh
in
Scandi
a different
is
way.
Here, and you and your bro, Corin, are getting together to...
Putting the band back together.
I would think a good-humored roast of this town we love so dearly, Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah.
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 What's going to be happening? Tell me about this.
Well, we're going to savagely tear into...
Oh!
Rip Juneau a new one. No, I think you got the grasp. This town that we love so much, Corin's left town in the fall.
It's given him perspective, I think.
He's relocated to the East Coast now, and I think a little bit of a distance. He really loves the roast humor as a genre. And
it's his milieu,
truly.
He wants to be the new insult comic.
Triumph.
Right?
He is Triumph.
He wants Triumph. He wants to be the new Rickles.
But it comes from a real fondness. And
totally.
He lived here for, over a decade. So I think it'll be anchored in love. I think it'll be a fun night.
When's it happening and all that stuff?
Should have written that down on my hand. It's happening Saturday night, 9 o'clock. Goldtown Nickelodeon.
Yep, that's right. That's the info I have.
Perfect.
You're okay.
So far,
it's been in my book.
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
It's 21 plus.
Okay. Yes.
And that being
said,
He works blue.
Yes.
He does.
As they say.
It's not a show for the children, but there will also not be any alcohol sales. So plan ahead if you're looking for. People might have gotten accustomed to that with the old Club Baby Seal shows. So.
Sure, right.
Just to let them know.
Yeah. Go meet folks and friends out for a drink or something.
Support
and then,
our local drinking establishments.
Yeah, and then have a great time roasting Juno.
Yes.
And what's the format going to kind of be? Is it really just kind of stand up, or is it going to be more interactive? Or
it's just going to be stand up.
Okay.
So it's not if you've ever seen one of those roasts on Comedy Central. It's not.
There's no dais.
There's no dais.
It's
there's
not,
just a.
Phyllis Diller's not going to come out.
That's correct. So it's going to be, we're just going to bring up Juno one person at a time. No, that's not true. But it's going to be.
I think that would be good.
I know. I'd like to. Well, I think he will be roasting some of Juno's better well-known
finest
individuals. Might receive some individual burns. I'm going to be opening up for him. I'm not doing roast humor. I'm just doing straight stand-up.
Now, let's talk about that for a little bit. You haven't been doing stand-up for a while.
I haven't.
You have a lot of other responsibilities in your life that you've been doing. You've been very busy. Busy bee.
I became a public figure.
Yes.
I became one of our local leaders.
Yes, yeah.
So I haven't been doing stand-up since then. So it'll be fun to slip back into that seat and see how that goes. See if I still got it.
And then this also corresponds with the fun. There's a wedding happening, and that's really fun, right?
There
so there's lots of people in town. I mean, not something that we need to talk about publicly. Maybe it's a private event, but that's really fun.
Lots of fun energy.
Good Perseverance Theater people all
lots
in town.
Performers
in town. So that'll be fun. I'm sure a lot of them will be showing up, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So I think it'll be definitely it's been a lot of fun energy already so far. So he was able to come back in town for this wedding, and the fates worked out that the theater was available for the night, so it seemed sort of meant to be.
Has Corin been working on stand-up back on the East Coast? Has he been doing stuff and gigging around?
Yeah. So he's been doing some mics in New York and Delaware and Maryland. So
wow,
he's
really
been keeping his foot,
traveling
more actively. So yeah. And
has he been working New York City clubs? I mean, like doing open mics and stuff like that there?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
right. That's cool.
Yeah, he's gotten up there a couple of times just for comedy trips. So.
Wow.
I know. It's exciting. This will be, this is going to be like sort of his first, full length kind of show. And I think he's excited just to stretch it out.
I'll bet. I mean, that's tough. Has he built out like an hour of material? Is that kind of the deal? 45 minutes or something?
I think it's more like 40 minutes. Yeah, 40, 45 minutes. And then, like I said, I'll be opening in front of him. But
wow.
I know. It's a big jump.
Have you ever done that long of a set?
I, you know, we went to Club Baby Seal, went to Petersburg, and one of our members, Nate, broke his leg like the night before we were going. And so we were down someone, and, you know, we had timed it out. So I think the longest I've ever done is like 20 minutes.
Okay.
And,
feels like forever, probably, right? In a way.
It can.
Yeah,
I think it
right.
can. Yeah, that's an interesting thing with stand-up. Like, how do you sort of grow it out and grow it out? Because, you know, people will start with 5 minutes, you know, if you're doing it down south.
Right,
here
right.
in Juneau, we generally, like, when we would do our shows, our sets would be anywhere from, like, 10 to 15. So,
yeah,
I think the more you do it, then the more you get a sort of rhythm with the crowd. And of course, if it's not going well, then it does feel like forever.
Well, and I don't
but
even mean that.
But when it's going great,
like developing the material, it must feel like, how am I going to put together 40 minutes of mm-hmm. a thing that has some coherence?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You want to build the act. You don't
right,
want to just
right.
have, I mean, unless you're Dangerfield or something, and then
it's
you just do a bunch of jokes.
Jumping all over the place, right? Yeah.
But
I know, it's interesting. He's really influenced, I feel like, by Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
Has always been one of his favorites. And it's that kind of observational, riffing on a theme. And
Colin Quinn's latest Broadway show is so awesome.
Yes, I haven't seen it.
Oh, man.
He saw it, and he loved it.
Yeah, and that's really cool because it takes what would be just a stand-up act, and it really makes it a thematic presentation about life in New York.
Right.
And life in different kind of subcultures in New York, and he sort of represents these different subcultures in New York. And, of course, that's his experience.
Oh, New York Story. Yes, I have seen that one.
Yeah.
Red State, Blue State is his latest, and
I haven't
seen that one.
I haven't seen that one. Yeah. So, but anyway, that I was wondering whether – You know, if Korn's kind of going in that direction.
Yeah, I think that's more what guided his sort of, you know, it's like something that he'd always, while we were working on these other Club Baby Seal sets, you know, he'd throw in a little bit of Juno here and there.
Yeah.
So he's had these ideas percolating in his head. And I think it'll be more like that riffing kind of on a
that's
theme.
Fun.
Building on different layers of Juno.
Yeah, that'll be
great.
Yeah.
And I'm
really excited. How about your act? Is it going to be new stuff too? Or is it going to be?
Yeah, some new stuff. My life has changed,
yes.
as you noted. So that might have inspired some of where my mind's at.
Do you have any concerns about that? I mean, that's a funny thing. You're a public figure. And if you're going to do stuff, it's obviously all satire and parody and all
right.
taken in good fun.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, you must run through your mind like, can I really do this or not?
It definitely does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never – it's interesting. The first show that we did that had to be clean, that was a family show. I tend to not work that blue anyway, so that's helpful. In terms of being somebody where I'm thinking, are people going to take this? But yeah, it's in my mind.
Yeah, sure.
So we'll see. It'll be fun to see how this goes because, once I was writing again, I miss this. So maybe there's a world where they coexist.
What was your first reaction when Corin said, I could use a warm-up act. I could use a starting act. Was it like, no, dude, I'm busy, no way? Or was it like, that's great, you know?
I'd say it was like, I got a lot going on. So I got to see if we got a committee of the whole that night.
Yeah, well, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's other business that takes precedent now. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, well, it's the Roast of Juno. It's happening this Saturday, June 8th. It's at 9 p.m. at Goldtown Nickelodeon. How about tickets? Do you think people need to probably get tickets ahead of time,
I would think, right? Tickets ahead of time just because I know there is a couple of more pre-sales today, and I'm not sure I should have gotten a count before I came on the air.
So tickets
definitely show up if you don't have tickets. We will be selling tickets at the door if it's not sold out.
Yeah.
So definitely worth a try. We'll get as many people as we can in.
But if you're interested in going, I would recommend going over to Nickelodeon right now this evening anyway and buying some tickets ahead of time. Does that sound right?
That sounds right. I don't think they'll be selling them at What's it say on your sheet?
It doesn't say where to
so
get them.
You can,
that's why I'm leading this into you.
Expect that I would know. So you can either send... You can Venmo if you want to.
Mail.
No check. We will be able to do card at the door. So we'll be doing cash and card at the door. that's your fallback. Or you can Venmo Corin Huskandes if you want to know that you've got him for sure, or send a message on Facebook.
That's what this is all about.
We're going. This is the future.
This is all
Andy.
Very guerrilla.
Andy, it's very futuristic. We don't
it's
need physical
all
sales.
Venmos and Facebooks, and that's it. And you don't tickets. What's that?
You know, but then you've secured your name. Include your number of tickets in your name,
right,
and then we'll add you to the list.
Well, Alicia Huskandy and Corin Huskandy, of course, is going to be doing his featured act, The Roast of Juno, and you're going to be also able to hear Alicia with the warm-up as well. That's all happening tomorrow night. Starts at 9 o'clock, Goldtown Nickelodeon. Alicia, always wonderful to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming in. I'm going to play a little more Dr. John. Sound good?
Perfect.
All right.